This is Archer, archerradio.com. Today is Wednesday, October 25th, 2006. I wanted to start out with, just chit-chat, I guess. I saw on the Sunday talk shows that Barack Obama might be running for president. And I just wanted to say that I think this is a bad move. I don't think this is going to do the Republican Party any good. I mean, the Democratic Party any good. Because I think that's going to make it hard for true candidates to run for the president in 2008. Plus, I don't think he's got enough experience. Plus, I still think it's too soon for America to elect a black man. And if Hillary gets into it, that will be even worse. Especially if it's a race between Hillary and Barack Obama, that would not be a good thing. So I'm going to go on the record right now and say that I do not think Barack Obama should run for president in 2008. I'm going to stick with politics here for a little while and talk. There was this thing on the news about the possibility of changing the course of Iraq or the strategy in Iraq right now. And I saw this little clip on, I guess it was Toll Road, about Stay the Course, and how President Bush, in a recent interview with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News, said that it's never been about stay the course, when in reality, that's all he's been saying for a very long time. So I want to play this little clip right now of just somebody put this together about all many times that Bush said, we will stay the course, we need to stay the course, and now there's a possibility that they are changing their course. So listen to this.
It's exactly what I wanted to ask you about, because James Baker says that he's looking for something between cutting them and stay the course.
We've never been stay the course, George.
We will stay the course.
Typical Bush fashion, doesn't know what he's doing. And I'm sure that they will change the course. As a matter of fact, it was in the news today that they actually have a, somewhat of a timeline saying that the Iraqi government can be ready in 12 to 18 months to take over the operations in Iraq. We'll see how that works out. I don't think that will actually be the case, but we'll see how that goes. Another thing in the news about politics was bloated idiot Rush Limbaugh put his foot in his mouth today. I don't know if anybody else heard that, but Michael J. Fox, who has Parkinson's disease, has been recording commercials for a candidate in Missouri about stem cell research. And the commercials show him at his truly in his disease, where he shakes a lot and has a lot of movements and stuff. And you get to see the reality of Parkinson's disease in the commercial. Well, Rush Limbaugh said today that, I have a quote here somewhere. Where is it? He actually says a lot of stuff. It says, this is the only time I've ever seen Michael J. Fox portray any of the symptoms of the disease he has. He can barely control himself. And then he goes on to say, Fox could control himself enough to stay in the frame of the picture and to keep his eyes right on the teleprompter, but his head and shoulders are moving all over the place. He is acting like his disease is deteriorating because Jim Talent opposes research that would help him get cured, Limbaugh said. He says, this is really shameless of Michael J. Fox. Either he didn't take his medication or he's acting. Rush Limbaugh, you are a fucking idiot. And anybody who listens to Rush Limbaugh is a fucking idiot, because clearly Michael J. Fox has been on plenty of shows and interviews and fundraisers and so forth where his disease is shown very clearly. And he does have Parkinson's disease. He's not acting. So you should be ashamed of yourself for saying such bullshit. At the same time, he's trying to discredit the woman who's running, Claire McCaskill, in Missouri, and he's trying to say that that Jim Talent is for stem cell research. But Jim Talent, I know I have nothing to do with Missouri politics, but I was so disgusted with Rush Limbaugh that I read up about this. And this guy, Jim Talent, doesn't oppose stem cell research, but he does oppose stem cell research if it means killing embryos. Well, hello, if the government is not going to let us do, not us, but let people do research using embryonic stem cells, then what's the point of having stem cell research? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, the whole point of this is to say that Rush Limbaugh should be absolutely ashamed of himself for saying these things. Supposedly, although they didn't broadcast it, but supposedly he did apologize to Michael J. Fox later in the day, but I didn't hear anything on the news about that or even hear the actual apology. So Rush Limbaugh's a big fat idiot, as, what's his name? Who's that guy's name who runs Air America? Al Franken, who says that he wrote that book, Rush Limbaugh's a big fat idiot. So true, so true. And one final thing on politics I'm going to stick with is the Republican National Committee has put out a new commercial showing the Osama bin Laden and all these different terrorists and so forth. And once again, they are bringing out the scare tactic to scare people into voting for the Republicans. And on Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, I believe it is, Keith Olbermann did an unbelievable commentary about this commercial and about the Republican National Committee. And I recorded it, and the audio is actually not that great, but you'll be able to hear his little speech and diatribe clearly. But, you know, I can't really say much of it because I haven't seen this commercial. Well, I can't say that. I have seen it, but I didn't record it, I should say. And Keith Olbermann just does an amazing job about talking to the point of this commercial. So I'm going to play this clip, and I know it's probably much longer than it needs to be, but it's like 10 minutes long. So if you haven't heard it, you need to listen to it. And, of course, Keith Olbermann is God when it comes to – is a God, I should say, comes to commenting on the Bush administration. So take a few minutes – approximately 10, and listen to this clip from Keith Olbermann.
And lastly, tonight, a special comment on the advertising of terrorism, the commercial you have already seen. It is a distillation of everything this administration and the party in power have tried to do these last 5 years and 6 weeks. It is from the Republican National Committee. It shows images of Osama bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri. It offers quotes from them, all as a clock ticks ominously in the background. It concludes with what Zawahiri may or may not have said to a Pakistani journalist as long ago as 2001, his dubious claim that he had purchased suitcase bombs. The quotation is followed by sheer coincidence, no doubt, by an image of a massive explosion. "These are the stakes," appears on the screen, quoting exactly from Lyndon Johnson's infamous nuclear scare commercial from 1964. "Vote November 7th. There is a cheap Texas chainsaw massacre quality to the whole thing. It also serves to immediately call to mind the occasions when President Bush dismissed Osama bin Laden as somebody he didn't think about, except, obviously, when elections were near. Frankly, a lot of people seeing that commercial for the first time have laughed out loud. But not everyone. And therein lies the true threat to this country. The dictionary definition of the word terrorize is simple and not open to misinterpretation. To fill or overpower with terror, terrify, to coerce by intimidation or fear. Note, please, that the words violence and death are missing from that definition. For the key to terror, the key to terrorism, is not the act, but the fear of the act. That is why bin Laden and his deputies and his imitators are forever putting together videotaped statements and releasing virtual infomercials with dire threats and heart-stopping warnings. But why is the Republican Party imitating them? Bin Laden puts out what amounts to a commercial of fear. The Republicans put out what is unmistakable as a commercial of fear. The Republicans are paying to have the messages of bin Laden and the others broadcast into your home. Only the Republicans have a bigger bankroll. When last week the CNN network ran video of an insurgent in Iraq evidently stalking and killing an American soldier, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mr. Hunter, Republican of California, branded that channel, quote, the publicist for an enemy propaganda film, and added that CNN used it to sell commercials. Another California Republican, Representative Brian Bilbray, called the video, quote, nothing short of a terrorist snuff film. If so, Mr. Bilbray, And what in the hell is your party's new advertisement? And Mr. Hunter, CNN using the video to sell commercials? Commercials! You have adopted bin Laden and Zawahiri as spokesman for the Republican National Committee. To fill or overpower with terror, terrify, to coerce by intimidation or fear. By this definition, the people who put these videos together, first the terrorists, and then the administration, whose shared goal is to scare you into panicking instead of thinking, they are the ones terrorizing you. By this definition, the leading terrorist group in this world right now is Al-Qaeda, but the leading terrorist group in this country right now is the Republican Party. 11 presidents ago, a chief executive reassured us that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. His distant successor has wasted his administration, insisting that there is nothing we can have but fear itself. The vice president, as recently as this month, was caught campaigning again with the phrase mass death in the United States. 4 years ago, it was the now Secretary of State, Dr. Rice, rationalizing Iraq with, quote, "We don't want to be the smoking gun to be the mushroom cloud." Days later, Mr. Bush himself told an audience that, quote, "We cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun, that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud." And now we have this cheesy commercial, complete with images of a faked mushroom cloud and implications of mass death in America. This administration has derived benefit and power from terrorizing the very people it claims to be protecting from terror. It may be the oldest trick in the political book, scare people into believing they are in danger and that only you can save them. Lyndon Johnson used it to bury Barry Goldwater. Joe McCarthy leaked from obscurity on its back. And now the legacy has come to President George W. Bush. Of course, the gruel of fear is getting thinner and thinner, is it not, Mr. President? And thus more and more of it needs to be made out of less and less actual terror. After last week's embarrassing internet hoax about dirty bombs at football stadium, the one your Department of Homeland Security immediately disseminated to the public, a self-described former CIA operative named Wayne Simmons cited the fiasco as, quote, the perfect example of the President's Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the NSA terrorist eavesdropping program, how vital they are. Frank Gaffney, once a respected Assistant Secretary of Defense and now the president of something called the Center for Security Policy, added, "One of the things that I hope Americans take away from this is not only that they're gunning for us not just in a place like Iraq, but truly worldwide." Of course, the they to which Mr. Gaffney referred turned out to be a lone 20-year-old grocery bagger from Wisconsin named Jake, a kid trying to one-up some other loser in an internet game of chicken. His threat referenced 7 football stadiums at which dirty bombs were to be exploded yesterday. It began with the one in New York City, even though there isn't one in New York City. And though the attacks were supposed to be simultaneous, 4 of the games were scheduled to start at 1 p.m. Eastern time and the others at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Moreover, the kid said he had posted the identical message on 40 websites since September. We caught him in merely about 6 weeks. Even though the only way he could have been less subtle, less stealthy, and less of a threat was if he bought an advertisement on the Super Bowl telecast. Mr. Bush, this is the what, 100th plot your people have revealed that turned out to be some nonsensical misunderstanding or the fabrications of somebody hoping to talk his way off a waterboard in Eastern Europe? If, Mr. President, this is the kind of crack work that your new ad implies that only you and not the Democrats can do, you, sir, need to pull over and ask for directions. The real question, of course, Mr. Bush, is why did your Department of Homeland Security even release that information in the first place? It was never a serious threat. Even the first news accounts quoted a Homeland spokesman as admitting strong skepticism, the kind of strong skepticism which most government agencies address before telling the public, not afterwards. So that leaves 2 options, Mr. President. The first option, you and your Department of Homeland Security don't have the slightest idea what you're doing here, thus contrary to your flip-flopping between saying we're safe and saying, but we're not safe enough, and contrary to the vice president's swaggering pronouncements about the lack of another attack since 9/11, the last 5 years has been just an accident. Or there's the second option. Your political operatives leaked this nonsense for the same reason your political operatives put out that commercial, to scare the gullible. Obviously, the correct answer, Mr. Bush, is all of the above. There are some of us who could forgive you for trying to run your candidates on the coattails of the Grim Reaper, for reducing your party's existence to death and attacks us. It's cynical and barbaric, But after all, it may be merely the natural extension of the gutter politics to which you have subscribed since you sidled over from baseball and the business world of other people's money. But to forgive you for terrorizing us, we would have to believe you somehow competent in keeping others from terrorizing us. Yet last week, construction workers repairing a subway line in New York City were cleaning out an abandoned manhole on the edge of the World Trade Center site when they stumbled on the horrific and the impossible. Human remains from 9/11. Bones and fragments. 80 of them. Some as much as a foot long. The victims had been lying, literally in the gutter, for 5 years and 5 weeks. The families and friends of each of the 2,749 dead, who had been grimly told in May 2002 that there were no more remains to be found, were struck anew as if the terrorism of that day had just happened all over again. And over this weekend, they have found still more remains. And now this week will be spent looking in places that should have already been looked at 1,000 times 5 years ago. For all the victims in New York, Mr. Bush, the living and the dead, it is a touch of 9/11 all over again.
Michael.
And the mayor of this city, who called off the search 4.5 years ago, is a Republican. The governor of this state with whom he conferred is a Republican. The House of Representatives, Republican. The Senate, Republican. The President, Republican. And yet you can actually claim that you and you alone can protect us from terrorism? You can't even recover our dead from the battlefield. The battlefield in an American city when we've given you 5 years and unlimited funds to do so. While signing a Military Commissions Act so monstrous that it has now been criticized by even the John Birch Society, you told us, Mr. Bush, quote, "There is nothing we can do to bring back the men and women lost on September 11, 2001, yet we'll always honor their memory, and we will never forget the way they were taken from us." Except, of course, for the ones who have been lying under a manhole cover for 5 years. Setting aside the fact that your government has done nothing else for those 5 years but pat itself on the back about terror while waging pointless war on the wrong enemy in Iraq and waging war on the cherished freedoms in America, just on this subject of counterterrorism, sir, yours is the least competent government in time of crisis in this country's history. These are the stakes, indeed, Mr. President. You do not know what you are doing. And the commercial, the one about which Zawahiri might say, "Hey, pretty good, we love your choice of font style." All that further needs to be said about that is to add 3 words to Shakespeare. Mr. President, you and that advertisement of terror are full of sound and fury, signifying and competent at nothing. Good night. And good luck.
Way to go, Keith Olbermann. I cannot praise you enough for the way you speak to the Bush administration. And again, I know I've mentioned this something like this before, but you know, Keith Olbermann, as well as many others like myself and other political or people who talk politics, end up speaking to the choir, preaching to the choir, and it's the people who need to hear this kind of stuff who don't actually hear it. And they're the people who should be hearing it because they might vote differently if they did. In any case, I don't know how much I can go along with the media saying that we're going to be in for a big shakeup in Congress, but I do hope that we see a big change come November 7th. And, you know, the only thing I can say is vote. Vote, 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 and vote Democratic. Do not support the Republicans. Okay, moving right along, I have a few other things, just minor topics for discussion, and one of them is the carpet update. Those of you who have been listening for a while might remember that back in July, there was early August, there was a flood in my condo from the condo above me where their washing machine hose burst and flooded down and ruined the carpeting in my hallway and into my kitchen and into my den. And so I was supposed to be getting some money from the insurance company, not my insurance company, but the condo's insurance company to replace my carpeting. Well, the lady I was dealing with at the condo, who has been keeping me up to date every couple of weeks, I know this since it was like July 31st this happened. I know, I can't believe it's been going on. We're getting close to November and it still haven't had anything done. But I heard today that the lady who was dealing with it was fired from the condo. She lost her job, And I saw her this afternoon, and she asked me if I had heard anything from them, and I said no. And she told me that the condo association did receive a huge check from the insurance company, and that they were supposed to be, doling it out to the people who were affected by this. So I told her that no, unfortunately, I had not heard anything. But she told me that she's now off the, out of her job and not dealing with it anymore, so that I need to call the general manager or the property manager, whoever the guy is. So I guess I'll be doing that tomorrow and trying to get an update on what the fuck is going on, because I still don't have my carpet replaced and I still don't have any money from the insurance company. So that is the carpet update. It is still fucking on hold. Excuse me. Please forgive me. Finally tonight, it is time to have an update for the free stuff on Craigslist. You might remember last week I started a little segment where we have talk about the free stuff on Craigslist. And I did a little research and found five things that are on Craigslist that I thought were interesting to talk about. And of course, I will do my best to post pictures on the website of these things, these items. Again, I can't believe that people are giving away this shit on Craigslist. Okay, the first one is called Khaki Leather Like Love Seat. Leather Like Love Seat. Excuse me. It says, Khaki Love Seat, Fake Leather, Two Seat Cushions. There is a small hole on the one cushion. Leather on both cushions is somewhat scratched. Still in great usable condition, though. Not the prettiest thing in the world. Would look best with a blanket over the cushions, or a slip cover over the whole thing. Definitely have lots of life left in it. Not ready for the trash yet. Super comfy. About 65 inches wide and 33 inches high. Want it? Can pick it up? It's yours. Dog not included. And there's a dog in one of the pictures. So if you'd like a scratched up leather-like sofa, and the sofa actually looks like shit, I would not pick it up for free. The next one is called Free Upright Piano. Now, I kind of like the way the guy writes this ad. It says, Chase Brothers Upright Piano. Free. Just come pick it up. Girlfriend moved it in to my place to store, and we split up a month later. It'll be used for firewood if somebody doesn't take it off my hands. Note, you'll need professional piano movers to get this thing out. Can you believe that? His girlfriend left it a month. They broke up a month later, and she left the piano there. Now we get into a couple weird ones. This one I thought was very odd. It's titled Balloon Flowers, Animals, and Hats. And this is how the ad reads. You know, like clowns make by twisting one long skinny balloon into something that mostly resembles a dog or flower or whatever. These are the results of a twisting practice session, and I'd like to get them out of my house. There are approximately 4 airplanes, 5 flowers, 2 swords, 3 hats, and 10 quadrupeds. Excuse me. Maybe you'd like to entertain your kids for a while with them, or you have a party in the next day or two. Just let me know when you can pick them up. Note, these will only last another day or two before deflating. Well, hello, if they are, you know, that close to dying, just pop them and throw them away. Who would want them? Anyway, I will post a picture of them on the website as well. Another one is called Oven Toaster. This Black & Decker oven toaster works fine, but it does not have the best appearance. Let me know if you're interested. And this oven toaster looks like it has definitely, and that's the other thing, he calls it an oven toaster. I thought everybody called him a toaster oven. Anyway, this thing looks like shit, and I would not even take it off someone's hands. That's definitely ready for the dumpster. And the last one is one of the oddest ones I think I've come across. And remember, these are all in the free section. And this one does not have a picture, so you won't see anything on the website for this one. But this is the ad title. It's called Free Comedy Stand-Up. And here's how it reads. This is the third year I have offered this. The first 2 years were a success and is now part of my good luck traditions and practices. Just as Michael Jordan wore his Carolina shorts under his blue uniform, I offer my stand-up on Craigslist once a year. Why have the same old party? How about having a stand-up comedian to make a party that they'll remember? I offer this to only one party per year. This is not a promotional giveaway. This is only because I want to do it. Email me at the Craigslist email below if you are interested. So this guy offers his free stand-up comedian talents, I guess, for parties for free. I guess he's only going to give me away one, so it depends on who emailed him back. But isn't that odd, just to offer your services free? Anyway, that is our update on the Craigslist free things, or the free things on Craigslist. So that's where we are today. I think that's all I have. I think that is all I have. So, boys and girls, that's all for today. Oh, of course, I want to thank everybody for the comments on the website. You guys are so good about the comments. Thank you so much. And, of course, keep them coming, especially if you want to comment on Keith Oberman's commentary about the Bush administration and that Republican television ad. Anyway, that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye. Usher Ray.